Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Okay, once the nozzle is in place, you flip the switch, and in about 10 seconds, the helmet lining fills up with foam. Now, here's the great thing. You take your conventional helmet, it gets pretty banged up. You can re-inject FormFit before every game. It fills in the damaged pockets, and it's like wearing a brand new helmet every time you run out on the field. And the important thing is, it greatly reduces the chance of serious head injury.
Now, isn't that something, Luke?
Well, I wish you had that stuff when I was playing.
Okay, now for the best part of the demonstration. You're not going to believe this. Dauber, is it? Step over here, will you? Clear out of the way, guys.
Sure.
Right over here, boy. Stand right there, will you, please? All right, so you can see, okay? Yep, stand out of the way there. Give me a three-point stance right down there. All right. I'm going to slam the door on your head.
Okay.
Ready? How's your head feel?
Great. Go ahead and slam the door.
Cheese. Luke.
Boy, am I hungry.
Is there somebody else coming I don't know about, Dauber?
I don't have breakfast today, Coach.
Oh.
Excuse me, Coach.
Yeah, Miss Orkison, what is it?
I thought I should warn you. The band director just called. He wanted to know if you were here.
What'd you tell him?
I had to tell him the truth.
No, you didn't. We discussed that when I hired you. Now, let's go.
Over the door.
Well, can you eat the wrestling room?
No, I don't care where we eat as long as somewhere Riley Pringle can't find us.
He sounded like he was in a real snit.
You know, Riley is a snit. All he ever wants to talk about is halftime or pep rallies. Who cares about the band anyway? Let's go.
Mr. Pringle.
Off to dine in the wrestling room again, Coach?
No, actually, we just finished. Dauber was going to go throw that out.
You want me to throw this out?
Yeah, why don't you, throw it out in the team room there, Doc?
That's a good idea. I'll help you throw it.
Can I get you any coffee, Mr. Pringle?
No, I'm too upset for coffee.
So, Ryle, babe, what's a crisis, huh?
We've lost our screaming eagle. Leonard Bellman, who's been our mascot for the past two seasons, has just quit.
You mean a kid in a bird outfit?
That bird is our school symbol. But you've never had any respect for that, have you? To you, it's just a silly outfit.
Well, I mean, it is just a silly outfit.
Well, not to me. And not to Leonard Bellman, and not to the other fine young men who've proudly flapped the feathers for Minnesota State.
Oh, come on, Riley. What has this got to do with me?
It's because of your team that Leonard quit. It's no secret, Coach Fox, that your players have been trying all season to upend young Leonard whenever they run out of bounds.
Oh, come on.
Don't try to deny it. Week before last, they actually chased him up into the stands.
Oh. Riley, now I talked to you about this. He irritates everybody. He annoys the players. You know, he flaps around a bench. He squawks when they give up a touchdown. I mean, the guys hate that.
Well, be that as it may, Saturday they went too far.
Oh, come on. You're not talking about that little bump they gave him, are you?
That little bump knocked his beak off. He's been in a sitz bath since Saturday night. And today, he told me that he's through.
God, Riley, what are we gonna do?
Well, you're going to find me a new screaming eagle for Saturday afternoon, or I'm going to the administration.
Oh, now, Riley, come on. Now, over a little thing like this, now, why can't we get another guy? Get one of the kids in the band.
Well, no one is going to do it with a threat of physical injury hanging over his head.
Why don't you do it?
Well, who would direct the band?
We can get a monkey to direct the band, Jensen.
You have until Saturday. Either find me an eagle or your goose is cooked.
Ah, jeez.
What is it?
Who's the worst player on our team?
That's a long list. Why?
We gotta get somebody to dress up in that stupid eagle outfit, or Riley Pringle's gonna report me to administration Saturday.
Is that because the guy's got that Bellman kid on his can?
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't have told him to do that.
Well, sure. Now looking back on it, yeah.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Kelly.
Dad, can I talk to you in private for a second?
Sure, sure. Listen, see if you can come up with somebody, will you? Oh, what's up, babe?
Well, I know I was supposed to have dinner with you and Christine on Friday night, but I was just wondering if we could change the plans.
You can't have dinner?
No, it's just that there's this guy that I've been seeing who's asked me out for Friday night. And I was just wondering if maybe we could all have dinner together. You know, sort of a double date.
You're kidding.
Not a good idea?
No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I'm flattered. I mean, usually you never want me to meet anybody that you like.
Well, this guy I like a lot. I want you to meet him.
Oh, that's great, Kelly.
Oh, I hope you like him.
Well, I'm sure I will. I mean, I just really feel good that you want me to meet him. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. See you Friday night, then. Oh, hey, I got about a half hour if you want to have lunch or something.
Dauber already got me something, and he and Luther are in the team. Hey, hold on, let me... Yeah, they said it was okay.
They'll be here.
Yeah, I know. I just can't help it, Christine. I'm so excited. I mean, I'm actually double dating with my daughter.
Oh, I'm glad you're looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be great, Christine. You know, I mean, just the fact that Kelly wants me to meet him, I mean, shows that we're getting closer, you know? And I was thinking, if tonight goes well, maybe I'll ask this guy to go fishing with me next weekend. You know, just kind of do a guy thing.
Well, that's fine, but what if he doesn't like fishing?
Well, go hiking or bowling or whatever. I just want to show Kelly that if he's good enough for her, he's good enough for me.
I think you have a fan headed this way.
What? Ah, oh, jeez.
Excuse me, I wonder if I might have a word with you.
Riley, Christine Armstrong, this is Riley Pringle, the band director, Christine.
How do you do? I'm sorry to intrude, but he has me at my wit's end. So, are we going to have an eagle tomorrow, or aren't we?
No, we're going to have to face the Wildcats with just the team and a band.
This school has never failed to field a mascot in all the years I've been here, and I do not intend to see that streak come to an end tomorrow.
Christine, do you want any bread?
Very well. You've made your bed, now you're going to have to lie in it. If you don't have someone by game time tomorrow, I go to the dean.
Well, Riley, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Then the die is cast.
I see our daiquiris have arrived. If you'll excuse me, Miss Armstrong. Good night, pep killer.
What was that all about?
That kid that plays the Screaming Eagle quit because a couple of our players plowed into him last week during the game.
Was it an accident?
No.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, great.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Kelly.
Well, everybody, I'd like you to meet Stuart Rosebrock. Stuart, this is my dad, Hayden Fox.
How do you do?
Hey, great to meet you, son.
And this is Christine Armstrong.
Miss Armstrong.
Oh, pleasure to meet you, Stuart. Please call me Christine.
Well, why don't the two of you sit down?
Oh, okay. Sorry if we're a little late.
It's my fault. I was late getting out of my last class.
Oh, no problem. Boy, this is fun, isn't it? We should have been looking forward to this.
Well, so have we.
So, Stu, you ever been here before?
No, I haven't. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, well, I'm a regular here, you know. They make a big fuss over me, usually.
Hey, Coach, good to see you.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? See what I mean?
Before you start, would anybody like anything to drink?
I'd like a glass of white wine. Could I have a ginger ale?
Yeah, I think I'll just have a beer.
I'll have a cup of herbal tea with lemon and honey.
I'll let you look at the menus while I get these.
Thank you.
So, tell us, how did you two meet?
Oh, we met in mime class.
In what?
In mime class. We were on opposite sides of an imaginary wall.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, that's like, pantomime, right?
Yeah.
You can take that for credit?
That's a requirement.
In what?
Well, to get a degree in theater arts.
So you're like in the drama club, huh?
I'm a theater arts major, yes.
He's brilliant.
What's he doing there?
He's blushing.
Oh, I love that.
Just let go of it. Ah, good.
Have you had a chance to look at the menu?
No, we haven't. No. They got great steaks here, unless you're a prime rib man, Stu.
Oh, we're not eating red meat, Dad.
Why not?
We're cleansing.
What are you going to have, huh?
I thought I'd have the halibut.
Great. Is the halibut clean?
Yes, it is.
All right, halibut for the lady and New York strip for me.
Rare?
As you can get it.
Could we get two plates of the steamed vegetables with brown rice?
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have brown rice.
How about some white rice with gravy, huh?
We could just have a salad bar.
Oh, good, good. Let's have that.
Okay, thank you.
You're just going to have salad? I mean, don't you want any food?
We're fine, Dad.
Well, I don't want anybody going hungry. Come on, this evening's on me, huh? Well, Stu, now, besides drama, do you have any other interests? I mean, do you like fishing, Stu?
His name's Stuart, Dad.
What did I say?
You said Stu.
What's the difference?
Well, if you call me Stu, you take the art out of my name.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, I didn't mean to offend anybody. I'm sorry. I shorten everybody's name, don't I, Christine?
Usually.
But to answer your question, yes, I do enjoy fishing.
Oh, great. Well, what do you like to fish for?
Oh, the tranquility, mostly.
You can go to the salad bar anytime.
Well, should we go now or should we wait?
Let's go now.
I'll be right back.
So what do you think?
I hate him. You want any coffee?
No, I'm afraid it might keep me up.
Well, I'm going to have some. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just sit here and I'm going to stew for a while. If you know. Thought you might want to join me.
Hayden, will you drop it? It's just a boyfriend.
This is the kind of guy that Kelly likes. I mean, did you see him together doing all that stuff with their hands? I was hoping the kind of guy that Kelly likes would be a guy that would have a beer, you know? I mean, a guy that you could take fishing and you don't have to get into all that tranquility crap. I mean, a guy that would just order a steak.
You mean a guy like you?
He didn't have to be a guy like me. He could be a guy like... Well, hey, what's wrong with a guy like me? I mean, I want him to be, you know, solid. He doesn't have to be a jock or anything. Just a good old solid, like a businessman or a doctor kind of guy. Not some fella that's going to spend the rest of his life pretending he's trapped in some bottle.
Hayden, Kelly is 18 years old. Now, she may like your kind of guy someday, but right now she needs somebody she's comfortable with. Kelly's sensitive, she's artistic, she needs to find someone who shares her interests.
What? We get along great, we don't share any interests.
Who is that?
Oh, this is Kelly. Now, what is she doing here?
I don't know, but I'll tell you something, Hayden. You better put on your game face. If you let Kelly know how you're feeling, you're going to end up in an argument that's never going to end. Come on.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Kelly. We're just heating some coffee. You want some?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not going to stay.
Where's Stuart? You guys didn't break up or anything, did you?
No. I just dropped him off for meeting later. I just stopped by to get the verdict.
What verdict's that?
Well, how'd you like him?
Stuart? Liked him fine. Didn't we?
No, really, Dad. How'd you like him?
I told you. I mean, I thought he was a fine young man. He was well poised. He had manners and everything. I think we both liked him, didn't we, Christine?
I like him very much. Did Dad like him?
I told you I liked him.
I wanted to hear Christine say you liked him. I know she'll be honest.
Kelly, what difference does it make what your father thought or what I thought? What matters is what you think.
So Stuart was right. You hate him.
What?
Well, he said he was picking up very negative vibes from you all evening.
What the hell does that mean? Come on, I was polite. I paid for dinner. Then we left the restaurant and he pretended he was caught in that windstorm. Come on, I smiled at that. Well, where does he get off saying I don't like him?
Well, he's sensitive and intelligent, Dad. He picks up on these things.
Ah, so compared to Stu Art, I'm stupid. Is that it?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, I was picking up on those vibes, if you know.
Maybe I should just leave the two of you alone.
Oh, no. You're a part of this. Look, Kelly, I really tried tonight. I wanted to like the kid. I really did. Christine can vouch for that. Come on, do some vouching here, will you?
He did. He really did.
Yeah, you know, you take a kid to the best steakhouse in town. He ought to be more polite than just to eat salad, you know? I mean, that's not getting with the program, Kelly.
Well, why does it always have to be your program? Why couldn't you do something to reach out to Stuart?
I ate salad.
Well, so you were willing to like him as long as he was everything that you wanted him to be. But as soon as he was an individual, you weren't interested. Well, I'll tell you, Dad, I am only interested in individuals. And if you can't meet me halfway, then I...
Then what?
Then we shall not meet again.
Well, what the hell does that mean? Do you know if Kelly is coming to the game today or not? Well, you're her roommate. I thought you would know that. Please, just take a message and tell her that I called, all right? Thank you.
Jeez. Hayden, things ready for the pep talk.
Yeah, I don't. Just give me a second here, will you, Lucy?
Sure, take all time to meet. Kick off in 10 minutes.
I know that, Luther.
I know you know that. I just wanted to remind you.
Yeah, I know you were.
I know that, too. I'll be in here then.
Okay.
It's 10 minutes to kick off, and you haven't found anyone to fill these shoes. I've done everything a band director can do. Now you'll just have to face the music. I'll see you in the dean's office on Monday morning.
Yes.
Hayden,
I am coming, Luther.
Coach Fox, you got a minute?
Stuart, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to know if we could talk.
Well, this is a very, very, very bad time. I mean, I don't know if you pass a stadium on your way.
Yeah, I know there's a game going on and all, but I think this is kind of important. It's about Kelly and me and you.
All right, you got a minute, but you're on the clock here, okay?
What's the matter?
It's Kelly's boyfriend. He's just upset. He's afraid I don't like him.
No!
You know, you... Why don't you like him?
Oh, come on, Luther. It's a long story. Now, what do you want?
Well, what about you? What about the pep talk?
I gotta cheer him up. Could you handle a team?
I don't know.
Does anyone have a tissue?
Yeah, I guess I can get...
Oh, Luther, come on.
I'll do it. You're gonna make people cry. You shouldn't be giving pep talks anyway.
Here. I'm sorry I couldn't keep this inside. My emotions are all just on the surface.
Well, Stuart, what is all this about, huh?
I don't want to come between you and Kelly. I just don't think there's any reason why we can't be friends. We're not as different as you seem to think.
You know what? Maybe you're right. I don't know. You may have a point there.
I mean, I know I'm more open with my feelings. And I know that you're more reserved. But I think that's just because I'm more in touch with my female side.
You're what?
Well, I believe that we all have male and female sides. In fact, I think that women are only 51% female and 49% male. Conversely, I think that men are 51% male and 49% female.
Well, Stu, I don't know what book you got that out of, but I think I'm in the high 90s, baby.
I'm just saying that even though there are a lot of differences between us, I know it means a lot to Kelly that we find some middle ground.
Yes, I know it does. I'm not sure how to do that, okay?
Neither am I.
Come on, well, let's think about it. I mean... Stuart, come on. Now, just follow me on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I may have an idea here. Now, you're in theater and I'm in sports, okay? Now, I may have thought of something that we can bridge the gap between us.
How?
Well, how would you like to lead my football team onto the field this afternoon?
How would I do that?
You know, just try that on for size.
You want me to be the screaming eagle?
Well, I think it could bring our worlds together in a very, very big way.
You really mean this?
I really do. Stuart, let's be friends. Well, that's good. See, I know what you're doing. Now, you get out there and you lead us on to victory.
Are there any other special instructions?
Just keep your back to the field and stay close to the sidelines.
Right.